Adam Fenley in to punt. It'll be his eighth of the ball game. Stephen Moore, who returned one, it's blocked. The Ducks have a shot at a touchdown. He falls down. It's picked up. It is in the end zone, fighting for it. Touchdown, Oregon. Jordan Carey.
And we talked about Keith Lewis. That's his eighth career kick block. Number 16, the senior.
There you go. 20 years ago against Michigan, part of the Holiday Bowl and Fiesta Bowl winning teams, five-year NFL career with the Niners. Welcome in, Keith Lewis. Hey, Keith, great having you. When was the last time you got to hear or see that play?
Oh, you know what? People send it to me all the time, and it's so crazy. They send it to me all the time. That was a great play that just happened to happen at the right time.
You know, from 1995 through 2011, I sat behind the Duck bench. I was in section 11 at row 2. So I watched every game. I didn't miss any. There was a game. It's driving me crazy. You almost blocked a punt. I talk about this with my friends for decades now. And somehow you got up and you tackled the punt returner. I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen that happen in a game before. Just that effort. Does that stand out, or is that something that, you know, other people point out?
That one, it does. It's blurry. It's like, man, that's a tough one right there. But no, that's what I'm saying. It's not about making one play. It's about making plays. You know, and that's all I was, you know, all I was known for doing. I love to make plays. You know, so whatever I could do, I got the Iron Man Award. You know, and that's because I played the most plays that anybody else has ever played at the University of Oregon.
No, I'm saying this guy never came off the field. It was like they had to drag you off the field.
But that, exactly.
That was great. Those are great memories. So for folks who aren't aware, I kind of hinted at it. What are you up to these days?
You know, me and my wife are just doing, you know, my wife owns Quackers. I own Once Famous Grill. We've been out and about every November. We do at Thanksgiving. We feed 250 families. So that are less fortunate, you know, and we give them, you know, the whole shebang. So we buy them turkeys and we give them the whole stuffing. We give them pies. We give them everything you could think of that goes with a Thanksgiving meal to feed 6 to 8 people. That's what we do every year. And it's been, I think this is our fifth year now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we've been doing it with A3 school district. So
that's awesome. You and Amy do terrific work. And I know this is really important to you, and I'm always curious, what inspired you to make this kind of annual commitment?
This is the only thing, the only holiday that means anything to me. I don't care about my birthday. I don't care about Halloween. I don't care about any of these other Christmas or any of that. Thanksgiving, you got to give back. This is, you know, I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for, you know, everybody that helped me out. You know, I'm thankful for, I'm just thankful for a lot of things. And my wife is the same way. So there's so much love out here that it's a no-brainer. Take care of your community and you're good to go.
Talking with Keith Lewis, former Duck, former Niner, obviously an undertaking like this, there's a price tag beyond just time and effort. I know you had a golf tournament. it literally doesn't grow on trees. So to help raise funds for folks, Keith, who are now hearing about this, what can they do to help? Where can they go? Because, you know, this is obviously something that's really meaningful.
You know what? There's okay, so I gotta give love then. If you want me to give love, I gotta give love to a couple people.
Go ahead.
So there's CED. They did an amazing job for us. They helped us out with our golf tournament. Sam's Place also sponsored us with our golf tournament. got to give the graphic shop their love. They helped us with our golf tournament. Troy and Ed's Construction helped us out with the golf tournament. Pint Pot with Justin, they helped us out with the golf tournament. We have ANCO, A-N-C-O. They helped us out with the golf tournament. We have Goshen Forest Products. They helped us out with the golf tournament. We have Once Famous Grill. I hope so.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Then
wait
we
for
have
that one.
Evergreen Roofing helped us out with the golf tournament. We also have Stoddard Power Systems. They also helped us out with the golf tournament. Those they sponsored a hole for each and they sponsored a hole at Emerald Valley for the golf tournament. So it meant a lot to us because I don't think y'all know how much it cost. The price went up a lot to buy a turkey right now. So
yeah, sure.
$2.99 a pound. So yeah, we've
times
250 pounds. Right. We're paying about $6,000.
So another thing, I think Amy mentioned you guys are having a raffle coming up. So is that another chance for folks, you know, who are listening to this to maybe chip in? Is that right?
Yes, we are going to have a raffle. I don't know the exact date. That's to be determined, but it is a raffle coming soon. So
all right.
I wish I could tell you the exact date.
All right. We'll get back to all this, but I got to talk a little bit football. I mean, I got Keith Lewis on the line for crying all night. I want to get to the Fiesta Bowl against Colorado. You know, the Buffs had crushed Nebraska, beaten a good Texas team. And I always talk to people, leading up to that game, there was this opinion, the big boys from the Big 12 were just going to roll over the Ducks with their speed and their flashy uniforms. So what do you remember about the lead up to that game? And truth be told, about flat out kind of kicking their asses.
You know what? We should have been playing in the national championship game.
Oh, yeah.
That's bottom line. So I heard Kirk Herbstreit talk about how this might be the best Oregon team this year. And I'm like, wait, there's only one Oregon team. The whole team is in the Hall of Fame. And that's 2001-2002 team. So that's boo-boo-boo. So with that being said, I've always been in trouble for running my mouth, but
no.
I'm just gonna lay it out there. We do have a good team this year, man. But at the same time, the chemistry and the talent and the NILs and all this crap going on now—it is crazy. You know, it's a different sport nowadays. So. We came from different walks of life, and we just put it together, and we just did the thing, you know, so that's all it was.
Yeah, you know, as far as this team, I mean, obviously that was impressive going into Utah and crushing them there. The way they rushed the pocket on the back end, guys like Eric Williams, Kyrie Jackson. What stands out to you about the way this defense plays, which Coach Lanning and Tosh Lapoy have put together?
You know what, Coach Lanning, I believe he might be a lightweight Coach Bellotti. I believe he can motivate those players to run through a wall. I really do believe that. And, you know, for him. But with that being said, you know, he's been a hell of a coach the whole time. I haven't been really involved with the program just because the way they did the whole thing with, you know, Coach Radcliffe, Coach Bellotti, Coach, it really disappointed me and hurt my heart. But Coach Lanning, I think he's really here for the real reason, and I think he's really here to stay. I think the other coaches that were here, Taggart and all them, was, I think we is just a stepping stone. So, with that being said, I love the way he's running the program. I love the way that he's trying to get the alumni to come back and support the program. I love that, you know, and I'm on the edge, but I might be back here soon.
All right. Yeah, I think I remember leading up to a Washington game, Coach Bellotti decided, yeah, I don't think Keith is going to be talking with the media any longer. If memory serves correctly. Couple final thoughts for Keith Lewis. He and his wife, Amy, with Quackers, and then at Beer Garden. By the way, you know my son Tyler from Beer Garden, working with Colby and those guys. So,
oh yes,
yeah. Small world, Keith.
What a small world. No, oh my goodness, that is crazy.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh my goodness. Why Amy didn't tell me that?
I think she's probably busy running a business. Anyway,
right?
You know, I want to ask one more football question, then we'll get back to the task at hand. You're a Sacramento guy. You end up getting drafted by the 49ers, and you ended up playing right off the bat. I'm just, you know, being a defensive back for a franchise that had Ronnie Lott, Dion, Eric Wright, what do you remember putting on that Niner uniform the first time?
You know what? It was the craziest thing. I never cared for the Niners ever. You know, even being from Sacramento, I can't believe the hospitality that they give me and my wife. Like, we are able to – we go to a game every year, and they take care of us so well that it's just so amazing. But what I could remember from that franchise, just playing, I went helmet to helmet. Oh, who was it with? It's against Seattle. I want to say it was Bertelsen. But I got fined. Ronnie Lott paid my fine because he said that's the type of intensity that we need. And it's just like today's game is not the same. It's just I couldn't play in today's game. I would be playing for free because the way I play and the aggressiveness I play with is just there would be no need to play for, be no need to play football. Like, it's just, I don't know.
I like the fact you got Ronnie Lott to pick up the tab. So well done there. And again, Keith owns Once Famous Grill. Obviously out on West 6th. Amy owns Quackers Last Stop in the Big Y Center. There's going to be a raffle coming up. We'll get the information out to you so you could lend a hand and aid in Keith and Amy providing these 250 Thanksgiving meals for the less fortunate in the family. So, Keith, I repeat, do not try and attempt a punt around this guy, but it's mm-hmm. it's been great catching up. much respect for you and Amy and the great work you do in this community. Be well, have a terrific holiday season, and I hope you and I can catch up again down the road.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, this will be year 5, and I appreciate you even giving us this little advertisement, you know, to put out the word that there's really good people out in the community, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, Keith, great having you, man. Be well. I hope we talk again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take it easy. Fun stuff, great memories, and keep an ear out. I'll let you know when they're having that raffle down at Quackers Last Stop. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. We'll have an update and more. 95.3 The Score.